News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Say no to brown bin intruders. That is the call from mywaste.ie, and this is National Food Waste Recycling Week. And Pauline McDonough, Resource Efficiency Officer at mywaste.ie, joins us. Pauline, 84% of people use the brown bin, but a third of them knowingly put wrong items into it. I think with that kind of statistic, it's probably not unreasonable to say, what can and can't go into the brown bin?
Yes, thank you, Ciara. So I suppose the main thing that we have to remember is that your brown bin is for organic material. So this means food and garden waste. But what we are starting to see crop in are things like packaging, metals, very large pieces of wood and rubble from the garden, which are all items that unfortunately we can't compost.
Okay. I notice, and it strikes me as slightly odd, because we usually think that younger people are more environmentally kind of engaged than perhaps older generations. It's a third of people are putting the wrong things in, but it's half of 18 to 34 year olds, an even higher proportion of them.
Yes, but actually this research that we did in Ireland has been mirrored elsewhere, and that younger cohort have often been quite confused about defining food waste, particularly in the UK when we did some other work with RAP in the UK. They had found the same results. So it just means that that younger age group need more information to be able to make the right decisions. Maybe those of us who are older have just known more about what food and garden waste constitutes.
And can you tell us the problem that it causes when people throw the wrong items into the brown bin? Suppose I have a packet of carrots and they have a bit of plastic around them, and the carrots have gone off because I haven't used them.
Yeah.
And then I throw the whole lot into the brown bin. What's the problem that plastic will cause?
Absolutely. So the main problem with plastics and other types of packaging is when we collect all of the food waste and we process it, it obviously looks like a big mountain of brown gunk with lots of, if there is packaging in it, it may be buried underneath other pieces of food or garden material. Now, when the processing happens, that plastic packaging will get shredded, and it's a pretty strong shredding process. So that plastic will become tiny pieces of plastic very quickly, and then they become microplastics, which during the composting process, we cannot extract them back out. And obviously, they're still then in the compost, which is reused in gardening and horticulture, etc., and possibly food growing. So we do not want to be adding more plastic to our soil. That is just not what we want to do.
And
I suppose
I was going to ask you a last question in terms of, I don't want to muddy the waters, but things like, you know, the way you get the compostable coffee cup or the compostable, or you have a pizza box and it's cardboard, but it's gone a bit soggy because of whatever. Does that count? Because they say compostable on them, and can you throw cardboard that's a bit icky and gooey and foody into the brown bin?
Yes, you can. And we want small amounts of cardboard, and cardboard is absolutely fine. That was a really good example, Ciara, that you gave of the greasy part of the pizza box going in, or a compostable packaging from a takeaway that has got food residue. You can throw all that in.
So if it says compostable, we're okay.
We're okay. It's more where someone, just like you described, has got some food that's gone off in a cupboard or in a fridge, and they go, yuck, I'm not taking the food out, but look, it's food waste, I'll put it in the bin. So it's just to try and improve people's perception and their knowledge. And we have lots of information on mywaste.ie to help people.
Look, thank you. That's actually very helpful. Thank you very much, Pauline. That's Pauline McDonough there, the Resource Efficiency Officer at mywaste.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.